Local government committees meeting immediately in the Senate chamber. Local government committee immediately in the Senate chamber.
Local government committee will please come to order. The secretary will take the roll silently. Any members who are not here will be excused until they arrive. Approval of the minutes. The minutes have been submitted. Does anyone see any corrections, additions, deletions to the minutes? If not, they stand approved as submitted. First bill up is Senate File 133, and we are going to defer on that. Next would be Senate Study Bill 1142, and I believe the Democrats would like to caucus. The Republicans, we will not be, but Democrats are going to caucus for a few minutes. Thank you. Stand recessed until they return. excuse me. Local Government Committee will be back in order. Senator Lofgren, are you in order for, you are in order for Senate Study Bill 1142?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I handed the subcommittee report in already. I signed it, Senator Taylor and Klimisch. We all three of us signed the subcommittee report.
You are in order for opening comments.
Senate Study Bill 1142, the governor's housing omnibus bill, includes a new affordable housing tax credit program. It creates a reporting requirement for the General Assembly. It increases $3 million, takes a cap off of the real estate transfer tax that goes into the housing trust. It increases the workforce housing from $30 million to $50 million for 4 years. And it does allocate $20 million to smaller communities. There's 88 smaller counties. Those cities and within those counties will be allocated $20 million. It establishes a application period submission for disaster recovery under the workforce housing tax credits and allows a competitive scoring application. It creates a downtown loan guarantee program to encourage reinvestment in downtown Main Street areas. Loan guarantees will be available for community catalysts or Main Street grant projects to finance construction or renovation and must include a housing component. It allows IFA and Iowa Economic Development Authority to transfer any unobligated monies from other funds to disaster recovery housing assistance program and creates a standing disaster recovery housing assistance program to assist homeowners and renters whose primary residence has been destroyed or damaged due to a disaster or natural disaster in a county where the governor has issued a disaster proclamation authorizing the assistance. Establishes a standing eviction prevention program to be administered by IFA for renters who live in a county where the governor has issued a disaster emergency proclamation. Rent assistance to be paid out of the Disaster Recovery Housing Assistance Fund. This program is intended to be a standing version of the IFA COVID-19 Eviction and Foreclosure Prevention Program. And it increases the cap on the Brownfield and Grayfield tax credit from $10 million to $20 million a year. Those are my opening comments.
Thank you, Senator Lofgren. Does anyone else wish to speak to Senate Study Bill 1142? The chair recognizes the senator from Lynn, Senator Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I rise in support of this. I appreciate working with Senator Lofgren. I did sign on the subcommittee report with him. Probably the best thing about this bill that I could highlight for us all is it's a variety of tax credit programs and loan guarantees, and it's designed to target a variety of housing. So like the downtown initiative or workforce housing or low income or more development properties as well. And we have a need of approximately 47,000 housing units in the near future. And I do know that this will go to Ways and Means and we'll see what other amendments are out there. But right now, this is a bill I want to have everyone support. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak to the bill? Chair recognizes Senator Smith from Woodbury.
I just want to thank you for bringing this bill forward. This is, something important in my community. It's something that's been talked about for years. So thank you. I understand it's going to have maybe a few revisions down the road, but looks like good work done, and thank you. It'll be short form.
Anyone else wish to speak to the bill? If not, short form has been called for. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Motion carried. Seeing no other business for the committee, Senator Williams moves we arise or adjourn.
Second.